The Pentagon now says a suicide bomber appears to have caused the explosion that killed 22 people Tuesday at a U.S. military base in Mosul. It was one of the deadliest attacks on U.S. troops, and the insurgent campaign may worsen in the weeks leading up to the January 30th election in Iraq. U.S. Marine Corps Colonel Thomas Hammes is a senior military fellow at the National Defense University and an expert on guerrilla warfare. Colonel Hammes, good morning.
Good morning.
How could a suicide bomber penetrate security at a U.S. base?
Well, that was inevitable. I mean, they've been trying since August of 2003. It's remarkable that no one's gotten through yet. Keep in mind that war is a process of observing, watching what your enemy does, and adjusting. And as we try to include more and more Iraqis, there are going to be slips in security. We slipped one time in 2 years on a suicide bomber. That's actually a fairly good record.
Well, I mean, Iraqis wouldn't be checked as they came in?
Well, certainly they would be checked, but remember, tons of material have to move on and off that base every day. I do not think the Iraqi was wearing the vest when he came in. I suspect it was shipped in with food or with supplies or with parts or incorporated as part of a vehicle that was hauling supplies in. The individual came in, and then he would link up with it. That's a very common technique for an insurgent.
With an enemy that appears to be able to blend into the general population, as might have happened in this case, strike at will, can U.S. and Iraqi forces, what can they do, rather, to improve security in Iraqi cities and towns, and particularly those in the volatile Sunni triangle?
The single most important thing we can do is get the Iraqi security forces up and running. I'm a little concerned that we were slow off the start with that, when I was there January to March, we were not getting full support from the Pentagon on the program. We had to fight for dollars. We had to fight for people. It was as if they didn't really think this army was necessary. I understand that General Petraeus still didn't have a full staff as late as September of this year. If you look on the TV, you still see vehicles. The Iraqi troops are moving in unarmored vehicles. We just had a big flap about our guys need armor. Well, if our guys need armor, so do their guys. Because the only way we're going to get out is when they replace us, provide security, so that governance, because really an insurgency is about governance.
Well, General David Petraeus, of course, who is in charge of training Iraqi troops, their President Bush admitted or allowed the other day that there were mixed results with Iraqi police and army training. How soon do you think that that can be corrected?
Well, keep in mind, it takes years to build an army. I mean, if you look at the success of U.S. arms at the beginning of the Revolution 1812, our Civil War, World War II, and Korea, in each case we lost badly in our first battles. We didn't do well against a better prepared enemy. We even had some units break and run. So it should not be unusual that a new army is having some problems. What is encouraging is they're staying. Some of them are. How long should it take? I would say it'll be 10 years before they're a fully functioning army.
That's a long time. And comparisons are being made to the war in Vietnam as regards the problem of, for Americans anyway, the difficulty in knowing who the enemy is.
That's always the problem in an insurgency. I mean, what we're seeing here is nothing new. This has been a pattern of warfare for about 70 years since Mao took over China and all the people in the world who were fighting big powers realized, hey, that's a way I can win because you can't win against us conventionally. So they start looking at insurgency. The insurgency isn't doing anything particularly surprising or tricky. They're using standard insurgent approaches, and it's working. We now have to adopt counterinsurgent approaches, much like we have in Afghanistan, because you'll notice we're having fair success in Afghanistan, although a year ago at this time we were in bad trouble in Afghanistan.
So just briefly, that's a matter of a short time or a long time to adapt in Iraq?
It should be a short time. It should be a matter of months if we're willing to do it. The problem is there's some very, very wrenching things you have to do. You have to change your entire manpower system. Instead of these one-year tours for the higher staffs over there, we really need to go to a 3 or 4 year tour like the Brits did.
Colonel Thomas Hammes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Colonel Hammes is a senior military fellow at the National Defense University and the author of the book, The Sling and the Stone on War in the 21st Century.